Every month, the Digital Ramble will receive a regular source of income from supporters who've pledged through Patreon. For as little as a dollar a month, having your ongoing support means we spend less time thinking about business and more time creating quality content for you.
Customized, based in Norfolk, England, are proud sponsors of the Digital Ramble. Check out our all set up services. It's smart home installation with ease. Customized.uk.com.
Also supporting the Digital Ramble is Digital Delight, making holiday tech shopping easy. Take a look at their website at digitaldelight.com/shop, where they are featuring 6 must-haves to turn your basic home into a smart home. And welcome back to the Digital Ramble with me, JJ Cannon, and my absolute favorite co-host of all time, Chris Gamble from Customize, Mr. Live Install, Mr. Gamble Ramble, and myself, JJ Cannon, the Cannon Fire. How you doing, bud? Hey, bring that music up. I love that music. That intro music is absolutely fantastic. Woo! I love it. Gamble, how you been, brother?
I'm good. It's taken you 4 episodes to get my introduction right.
I know. I mean, it's so long. I'm trying to narrow everything that you got going on. What's happening, my man? Have you had a great week?
It's only halfway through the week, but it's busy. It's crazy busy just now with this Christmas rush. I've got my eyes on that, feet up in front of the fire in a few weeks time, throwing some logs on there and just kicking back for a few days. I'm looking forward to a break, but it's great. We're really busy just now and we're enjoying the hustle.
Man, the hustle is real, and we have our teams out in the field today, all week, all the way through the end of the year, hustling those smart home technology solutions. And today we're talking about some of our favorites, and I know we talk about our favorites a lot, but it's important, you know, that clients really get a grasp and an understanding of what works reliably. What do we see in the field on a daily basis that works reliably and interconnects with one another? So, man, I'm excited to talk to you today. And first up, what are we talking about?
Holiday tech.
Holiday tech.
There's very specific requirements for technology at this time of year. You know, we've touched on in the past, but there are requirements for tech at this time of year. And the biggest one, and everybody's outside up ladders, hammers, tacks, you know, wrapping lights around trees, the downpipes, the gutter, all the indoor lighting, you know, sorting out all that wires and getting it all plugged in. Isn't it great when technology can manage all that lighting, turning it on, off, and scheduling it?
That's one of our biggest requests this year is, hey, Jay, is there something that I can put on my tree? Is there something I can put on my outdoor lights that it just self-manages itself? And, yeah, the answer is yes, and it's affordable. Very affordable solutions to do that. One of our go-to for us is Lutron Lighting Control, and they have a couple of different lamp dimmers, switches that you can set schedules and scenes that allow you to easily turn devices on or set a schedule to where they automatically turn on or turn off on their own. It's a set and forget.
Yeah, setting your Christmas lighting on a schedule or creating a scene with several lights that are plugged in around the home, in and outside the home, is super cool. It's a little bit, it always reminds me of Home Alone, where the two burglars are waiting in the van and they say, like, this house is going to turn on now, and it comes on. It's such a wow factor when you get that switch on every night, and you, when you arrive home, your lighting's all ready for you. So it's a big wow factor, and it can be controlled. You know, it's not about buying new lights. It's about investing in devices that control the lights, the plug-in dimmers, the plug-in switches, the hubs that can facilitate all that scheduling and scenes.
Yeah, absolutely. I dreaded having to dig around or slide around the Christmas tree to reach over there and unplug that thing. And then in the evening, whenever I come home, right, honey? In the evening, I had to plug the stinking thing back in, you know, and move the gifts out of the way. Or, you know, yeah, squat down, try not to hit the leaves because sometimes the tree gets a little dry.
And, you know, and now, every time now you don't even have to use your phone or tablet or you can use voice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a cool party trick when you can tell your Christmas tree lights to come on through your favorite voice assistant. And one device that I've identified, and it's a new device, just been released. I saw it pop up in a forum this week from a company called ConnectSense. And they have a smart outlet that is controllable via Amazon Echo devices, Siri on your Apple devices, and through your Google Assistant. So all three voice assistants, the ConnectSense smart outlet 2, two switched outlets plus a USB charging outlet on a socket there. Very smart.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm taking a look at it right here, and it's pretty affordable. I mean, very affordable solution for lighting control. I have not had one of those yet myself, but you know what? That might come in my stocking this year, and there's all kinds of applications outside of holiday use for smart switches, no doubt about it. What about the Nano Leaf? Are you digging the Nano Leaf?
I am. Hopefully that's in my stocking because I need some more of those triangle tiles to build this Christmas tree shape. I'd love to have a Nano Leaf Christmas tree in our office. It would be really cool. But I've been digging through the database, the download section in the Nano Leaf app. I found hundreds of Christmas light scenes that have been created in the community there. And I just have to say now to Siri or my Google Assistant, turn on Christmas, turn on Christmas party, turn on Christmas lights, all these different voice commands, and they all have different colored lighting scenes in the Nano Leaf.
You know, talking about voice control and integrating it with Lutron or Nano Leaf is easy, but you can put together you know, skills or recipes, I call them recipes, but in the sense, whenever I walk into my place, I announce it's Christmas time and my lights on the tree gently illuminate whatever intensity I want it to do. And then from my Sonos, it starts playing Charlie Brown Christmas tunes and the kids love it. I love it too. And so does my wife. If I could just get it to fire up the oven and stick some cookies in there too, I think we're set.
Well, there are smart kitchen appliances, and what you're talking about there is that's automation. That's multiple services reacting to one button press or one time of day or one voice command, and that used to be very, very tricky to do. It used to be highly expensive. And needed the technology wizardry of a PhD qualified smart home installer. Now, through the tools of Echo and Google and Apple, there's easy ways to automate your home and select multiple services in one action. And for me, the best one, and I know I'm an Apple fanboy, but Apple HomeKit, the Apple Home app, the ability to create automation scenes, schedule those, edit them easily. And that's what's the power. The editing of it is the power. The seasonal variations, the time changes, the brightness alterations. That's where I still think, pound for pound, Apple Home is the automation app of choice should be for the masses.
Now, one of the holiday tech devices that I love and that I'm probably going to be getting for a couple of people is Sonos. Sonos makes a fantastic product. Everything that they build, Gamble, is from the ground up. So it's nothing that's off the shelf. It's from the ground up. And ease of access for homeowners to access content for music, for podcasts, is simple. It's at your fingertips from any wireless device. I'm a huge Sonos fanboy, no doubt.
Yeah, and where Sonos is a true multi-skilled system is is not just for your music, your podcast, your audiobooks, but also your TV audio, your surround sound. So unleashing your 4K content and getting all the great soundtrack to go with the Christmas movies, the box sets that you've been, you know, waiting and waiting for that long period of holiday where you want to just binge watch that 4 episodes. I know I'm stockpiling some series on Amazon Prime and on Netflix that we're going to enjoy back-to-back episodes over the Christmas period. So Sonos is your music, your TV audio, your movies, and the newer devices from Sonos are also having that voice assistant embedded. And I'm really hopeful to see not just the Amazon platform on there, but the Google Assistant arriving soon on Sonos.
Yeah, and Sonos, they have a variety of different applications. So you can have a tabletop or you can do a sound bar underneath the television, either the Beam or the Play Bar. And then the wireless subwoofer. I really enjoy that. That subwoofer just sounds amazing. And then the flexibility that you have to where you don't have to have it hardwired, so you can locate it in the front third of your room and it has some flexibility. And they have it in that piano black or in that piano white. I mean, it's just a gorgeous looking subwoofer and it sounds just amazing.
Yeah, some of the best looking tech out there is under the Sonos label.
Yeah, absolutely.
Moving away from entertainment and lighting, we've got to be practical at this time of year as well. You know, there's a lot of homes left unattended as you go out to visit family and friend, or you travel overseas, or you travel across country to meet up with family, and you're leaving that home unattended. Home technology can bring a simulation of occupancy to your home and keep an eye on your home. You deal a lot with that. You're in a part of the world where, you know, a lot of people travel for work and at this time of year. So what kind of tech are they using to make their home occupied even when they're away?
Yeah. And the other thing that I want to bring to attention is there's a lot of Grinches out there, man. And so not only can you protect your home while you're away, but you can protect your packages, you know, whenever they're left on the doorstep, and deter, Grinches, as I like to call them, from taking those packages and maybe spoiling the holidays. And, you know, the biggest one for us is Nest and Ring and like the Logitech Circle. Those three smart cameras and smart video doorbell interfaces have just been hot for us for the holiday season. Actually, they're hot all year round. Ring has a lot of flexibility in the sense they have like the floodlights, they have the spotlights, and these are different cameras. And if you want to take a look and see a little bit more about what Gamble and I are talking about, take a look at digitaldelight.com /shop. You can find them there. And also, Gamble, you have them on your website as well.
That's right. Yeah, we certainly all the Nest products, we pride ourselves in having an all set up price tag on all those products to make it very simple to access all the Nest products, from the thermostats, the smoke detectors, the cameras, and one of our new favorite products. We're doing a lot of these in the last few weeks is the Nest Hello doorbell. That's just blows me away, the quality of that product and the benefits of having that at your front door.
Yeah, and I like that it's recording all the time, and then when you want to go back, you can set up different colored zones and dial in to what zone had been triggered to create that recording. And so when you go back and take a look at your timeline, you can see exactly what zone and dial right in. There's no more like trying to look through a time, you know, your schedule to find exactly what you're looking for. It's clearly defined exactly that time and what zone was triggered for that.
So that's some of the things that you should be equipping your home with. And if you don't want to go out and buy all this stuff, maybe some of those devices are things that you could put on your Christmas list to Father Christmas. You know, it could be a gift. Technology is a gift. I think it's going to be popular this year. It's certainly the kind of things that we give to friends and family. I'm always wrapping up some tech and forcing it upon a family member who I know is suffering from some pain. So technology as a gift this year is a great idea.
What kind of gifts are you giving? Are you giving some tech gifts this year, Gamble?
I think I will. I think the gift that I would like to give to a couple of members of my family is the Google Home Hub. As a gift for family members, I think, again, it's this multi-skilled device for the home where this is a voice assistant, it's a touch screen, it's a screen for playing back video and audio. I'm a big fan of multi-skilled tech.
Yeah, absolutely. I like the smart door locks. You know, I'm a fan of the smart door locks, and I know a couple of people that the convenience of having a smart door lock, having a variety of different codes for different people that need to access the home at a variety of different times, a smart door lock really makes that easy. I like the Yale door lock because it interfaced with all of the other Nest products. And so under the Nest app, you can have your cameras, you can have your thermostat, and you can have your door lock. It makes it super convenient.
That's the Yale X.
Yeah, the Yale X. It is specific, so yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we don't have that in the UK, but I'm really hoping that comes soon because I love the idea of having my door lock within my Nest app as well. Now, if I was to buy you a tech gift, JJ, and you had a one item on your list that you wish you had to complete your tech utopia at home, what would be the gift that I could send over to Texas?
Oh, man. Don't buy this for me, Gamble. don't you dare buy it. But man, I would love another Pico pocket projector. You know, I've got one for my master bedroom, but this year I think I'd like to take a step up and get me another Pico pocket projector. I want one with like CEC in it, so whenever I hit my Roku stick okay button, it automatically turns on and goes to the right input. But yeah, man, my Pico pocket projector is something that I'd like to add to my tech collection at the house. How about yourself? What if I was to send you a tech gift, Gamble, what would you want?
I narrowed it down to two, and one's kind of expected, and that would be the Sonos amp. We just don't have it yet, and I'm so impatient, but I'm just gonna have to wait for that. So you can't get me that for Christmas yet. But one thing that I really like, I do like my lighting, and there's a light bulb that I particularly like. It's not smart, but I could make it smart by connecting it to a lighting system. But I really like the Plumen bulbs, Plumen. They are LED bulbs with almost like pretzel shaped filaments, really designer-led lighting. You can get some awesome 3D printed shades for them, or you can buy designer shades from some home furniture stores in the UK here. But the bulb, the Plumen 001 bulb, that would be my... It's only like £20. It's affordable, but it's a really cool feature light for your home.
I like how it just looks off. I mean, it looks like they took a fluorescent bulb and kind of untwisted it a little bit. It has a really cool design to it. So you can 3D print?
Yeah, they have 3D printed shades that you can put over different colors, and you can put a different colored cord to the light, so you can make a really attractive feature pendant light out of it.
All right. Well, I'm going to dig a little bit deeper on that. And all these products that we're talking about, people, they're going to be down in our description, so you can click away. In the description, when you click away, it's going to go to our Amazon Associates account. And the way that it works is we get a small little percentage of all the referrals that we're sending through Amazon. It's still plenty of time to get to your home for Christmas. But the key is whenever you hit that buy now button, you have to buy it within 24 hours or we don't necessarily get that commission. But it's an easy way to support the Digital Ramble show, but also to make sure that you're buying right. All these devices that we talked about can interface with one another and make a very smart home at a very affordable price.
Now, last week, we carried on our alternation between Cannon Fire and the Gamble Ramble. We're back to Cannon Fire again. I'm going to pull up a chair and get comfy for this. Have we got the sound effects?
Yeah, he's popping the cannon off right now. Go ahead, hit it up, Mike. Oh, I love it. Pull!
Let's go. I'm ready for it.
All right, there we go. All right, Cannon Fire this week. You know, Gamble, I keep hitting back on this. It's just so frustrating to see clients that are just saddled with old technology that they paid quite an investment for, and it doesn't work. It's never worked, you know, reliably for them. And so I really encourage clients that there are smarter ways to deploy smart technology in your home. It's outside. We can automate it if you'd like. And actually, everything that we're talking about can be automated. It can be set up to schedules. But the devices that Gamble and I are talking about on a regular basis, and it falls into my Cannon Fire platform, is less is more. Minimalistic, affordable, compact solutions. You no longer need this giant, we call them sports cars in the closet, you know, because that's what the investment used to have to be. You open up the door, you got this giant rack looking at you with a bunch of blinky lights, and it does nothing. It does not function, or at least it didn't, you know, it didn't function after 2 weeks of having it installed. And so that just gets me all fired up whenever I go to a new client's home and I open up and they open up that door and they present, you know, their investment to me, and it just rips me apart that it doesn't work. You know, that experience that they were hoping for is just a wasted investment. And so I want to make clients and potential clients and people around the world, because we have listeners from around the world, know that there are other ways of, you know, providing smart or affordable solutions to your home that are reliable and people want to use. And it does not need to cost a fortune of an investment. It does not need to have a special place in the closet for all this gear to go. We call it siloing, system local, put all the devices in the location. So if there happens to be a hiccup in that technology, the whole house doesn't go down. So that is my Cannon Fire for today. Blast the cannons!
A one-gun salute there. So we talked about a guest on the show, and we thought it would happen sooner, but next week we will have our Oscar winner, our BAFTA winning sound producer is going to be with us on the show as a guest calling in, along with his home technology professional. So we're excited about that, and we'll tease to that on our Instagram story and our Facebook posts during the week. And to close out the show, we would like to shout out to one of the members of the Ramble Force, somebody who's been a great supporter of the show and is a great participant in our WhatsApp group. And that company is called B Electrical London. So just the letter B, Electrical London. And their owner is Benjamin, who's such a character within our WhatsApp group. You've got to know Benjamin over the last few months, JJ.
Benjamin, he's talented, man. He knows a lot about smart home technology as well as electrical. And so not only is he doing smart home, but he can fit your house for electrical components as well.
Yeah, you know, and he is one of the, you know, we talk about multi-skilled products, multi-skilled professionals, somebody that you can call in for domestic electrical works. And when you want to go smart, or you've got the aspirations to have a smart home straight from the offset, bringing in someone like B Electrical, based in London, who can deliver that full smart home, the automation of lighting, heating, then all the entertainment, music, and TV systems, And then layer on top of that all the security that's needed. And I've seen him do some installations of cameras and doorbells and even complicated things like automating gates and you know security and access control into your property. So Be Electrical London, follow them on Instagram, find them on Facebook. They do some awesome, big fan of the chandeliers they install, all these big light. I always wonder how they get these big light fittings up above staircases and you know, definitely go check out Be Electrical London.
Yeah, and he's got new branding coming out as well. I think I saw his new hats and his his jackets and then he's the guy with the gloves. I mean, I kind of took the surgical gloves or the mechanic gloves, the black gloves from Ben. He's been influential, and actually the clients love it. They like seeing us come out there with our gloves on to handle the TVs, to handle the merchandise, keep everything clean and spotless. And Ben's the one that gave us the idea here at Digital Delight to do that. It adds an extra level of professionalism, no doubt.
Yeah, the hitman.
The hitman, no doubt about it. Well, cool.
Another episode done.
Yeah, another one in the can. It's been a lot of fun. Man, they go by so quick. I cannot believe how quick they're going by. What do you have going on this week? I know, you know, last week we were talking, it's just been crazy. This week, do you have anything special going on?
Yeah, we've more events. We're in the season of having an event every Saturday at our tech center in Norfolk. This Saturday, we're having a special Sonos, Super Saturday Sonos event, where we'll have all the products except the Sonos amp on display, where you can come in and experience Sonos from just their standalone music speakers to their large room-filling sound systems, right up to their 5.1 surround sound setups with sub rear speakers. So you can experience the full range of the Sonos products this Saturday in our showroom.
That's exciting. I'm sorry. I don't want to throw this in there, but we got this one house that we're doing this week. Beautiful, beautiful home. Invisible speakers up in the ceiling, and we're powering the whole thing with the Sonos amps. I want to say we have like 8 Sonos amps going in there. We have a couple of the Sonos play bars, and of course, coupled with the Sonos woofers, Logitech Harmony remotes throughout the property. We're also installing the new Roku TVs, which are really, really cool. And whenever you turn it on, instantly it goes straight to the Roku screen, so you can access your Netflix or your Amazon Prime or your YouTube instantly from the startup screen, which I love.
Are these the TCL?
Yeah, the TCLs. Yeah. And I think we're doing a couple of 65 inches for them. It's affordable. Man, those things are affordable. Yeah. And they look fantastic. So excited about doing that this weekend and getting this client all hooked up. He's got a big holiday party, you know, that we're that he's going to be opening his house up. And so creating that experience for him. He's got this big, beautiful Christmas tree with all the lights, and we're doing a little bit of lighting control there for him as well. So really excited about the experience that he's going to be able to create for all the friends that are coming out to his home.
So where can we follow, just to close out, where can we follow Digital Delight on our social platforms?
All right, people, get your pen and paper out. There's a lot of ways you can follow us. If you want to know more about Digital Delight, you can find us at digitaldelight.com. You can also find us on Instagram and YouTube at Digital Delight 1. That's the number 1. And we're also on Facebook at Digital Delight TX. So, and if you can't find us, you ain't trying.
Yeah. If you can't find them, you can find Customized on Instagram at Customized1 and our website, customized.uk.com. Go and give us a follow and contact us through the website.
Awesome, man. Great seeing you again. Mike, bring the track up, brother. Another great show, Gamble. And I can't wait to see you next week. It's been wonderful.
We're the Oscar winner.
Oscar winner next week.
Take care, JJ.
Every month, the Digital Ramble will receive a regular source of income from supporters who've pledged through Patreon. For as little as $1 a month, having your ongoing support means we spend less time thinking about business and more time creating quality content for you.
Customized, based in Norfolk, England, are proud sponsors of the Digital Ramble. Check out our all-set-up services. It's smart home installation with ease. Customized.uk.com.
Also supporting the Digital Ramble is Digital Delight, making holiday tech shopping easy. Take a look at their website at digitaldelight.com/shop, where they are featuring 6 must-haves to turn your basic home into a smart home.